USA Radio News with John Hunt.
President Donald Trump said he ordered the killing of a top Iranian general to stop a war, not to start one. But in the tense aftermath, the Pentagon braced for realization by sending more troops to the Middle East. Democrats complained that Trump had not consulted Congress, and some worried the strike made war more likely. Secretary of State Mike Pompeo argued the U.S. case with allies in the Middle East and beyond, asserting that the drone strike killing General Qasem Soleimani was a necessary act of self-defense. He asserted that Soleimani was plotting a series of attacks that endangered many American troops across the Middle East. In brief remarks to the nation, Trump said the Iranian general had been plotting imminent and sinister attacks. The U.S. has about 5,200 troops in Iraq, mostly to train and advise Iraqi forces. This is USA Radio News.
Hello, this is Wayne Allen Root, relentless conservative warrior, middle-class warrior, and always Trump warrior. I have a message for my fellow patriots across America. President Trump is making America great again. He's the only president of my lifetime who is keeping his promises, and his biggest promise is to build that wall. President Trump can only do it with our help. If Congress won't fund Trump's wall, we will. President Trump is one man against the world, and what globalists and socialists around the world want is clear, open borders. It's time to take a stand. We either build a wall, or it's the end of the greatest nation in the world history ever blessed by God. That's why I founded the Root for the Wall PAC. 63 million Trump voters together will raise the money President Trump needs for the wall. Anyone who donates $100 or more will get a beautiful commemorative wall brick. Display it proudly. Call 844-ROOT-WALL. That's toll free, 844-ROOT-WALL. Or go to rootwall.com. We will build this wall together. Call 844-ROOT-WALL or go to rootwall.com. Root for the Wall PAC. Paid for and responsible for the content of this message. Not authorized by any candidate or candidate's committee. Rootwall.com.
After 4 months of declines, America's manufacturing sector is in a recession. USA's Chris Barnes has more from Washington.
Not a surprise to analysts, the Institute for Supply Management reporting that manufacturing activity in the U.S. has fallen to its lowest level in more than a decade last month. The report noting GM's recent nationwide strike and Boeing's troubled 737 MAX jetliner as contributing factors. The analysts say there are signs things will pick up a bit in 2020, as the result of improving trade relations with China. For USA Radio News, I'm Chris Barnes.
Crude prices had the largest one-day spike since a September attack on the world's largest oil processing facility in Saudi Arabia after the U.S. killed Iran's top general in a drone strike. If sustained, the rise in oil prices could push the cost of gasoline, heating fuel, and electricity drastically higher, potentially dragging on the global economy when it is already slowing. This is USA Radio News.
Are you tired of high cable TV rates? Sign up for Dish today and get a $500 bonus offer while supplies last. Plus, lock in your price for 2 years guaranteed. Call All American Dish, your Dish authorized retailer now.
800-610-5739. 800-610-5739. That's 800-610-5739. Offers require credit qualification, 24-month commitment, early termination fee, Eddie Auto Pay. Restrictions apply. Call for details.
In what many are calling a challenge to the Trump administration, several drug makers have increased their prices. John Clemens reports.
Bristol-Myers Squibb, Pfizer, and Biogen are among the latest to increase their prices despite efforts by the Trump administration to rein in the expense to the consumer. Antonio Chacha of the healthcare research firm 3Axis Advisors tells us the increases range from 1 to 13%. But not as much as in years past.
The degree with which those increases are occurring are actually less than we've seen in prior years. So you could argue that drug makers are kind of heeding the warning of the administration and not necessarily slamming their foot on the gas any longer.
For the USA Radio Network, I'm John Clemens.
Three crashes involving Teslas that have killed people have increased the scrutiny of the company's autopilot driving system just months before CEO Elon Musk planned to put fully self-driving cars on the streets. A Tesla Model S sedan left a freeway in Gardena, California at a high rate of speed, ran a red light, and struck a Honda Civic, killing two people inside. Earlier in that day, a Tesla Model 3 hit a parked fire truck on an Indiana freeway, killing the passenger in the Tesla, and on December 7th, another Model 3 struck a police cruiser on a Connecticut highway, though no one was hurt. The Special Crash Investigation Unit of the National Highway Traffic Safety Administration is now looking into the crashes. For USA Radio News, I'm John Hunt.